Just to let you know, we have now started the match. If you're going to watch this later on in Source TV. Just trying to see if the players move here. I don't know if they're not moving for me at the moment.
They're moving
there
for me.
There we go. Yeah, they are now. Sweet. And so we see, obviously, F2 with normal Uber and Ronnie as well with normal Uber. Maybe Ronnie trying to play a double guess, you know, sort of like double jeopardy. You can see Ty's already gone in and aggressive. And along with Ronnie already going down with the Y and Extrema able to take him down really quickly there. Marco doing his job trying to take down F2, who is very, very weak, and he's been taken down by Vikan. Crucial kill there. However, this should be IDK's point, really, because the numbers are there. That's six down for TLR. Well played to IDK there. But the worst move there, I think, was for Ty straight away going in for some reason. You can't really do that as a dumb man. Very valuable on middle. You need to be a bit more patient. I don't know if it's the nerves or I dare I say it. Shall I say the word? People, the word that everyone hates me saying. A lack of experience. No, let's not say that, shall we? Let's just say it might just be nerves. Okay, and obviously F2 died, so thanks to V-Quinn killing him. So TLR hadn't really lost CP2. That was crucial, because if F2 stayed alive, they would have got CP2 for free there. I see Ronnie charging pretty quickly. Well done. He's only got Uber as well, so it's not crit quick.
Heroes are more or less equal. Doesn't really make a difference.
I'm glad to see what Y did and what I told him in the pre-warm-up, as it were. I told him to go aggro and sync with X-Fane, which is what happened, and that medic went down straight away. Of course, it didn't help TLR that Ty died before the medic, which is just a big no. So now we just play the waiting game. I'm interested to see how IDK pushed this. I see them here, the left-hand side, trying to push up the top there, obviously to gain a high advantage. There are stickies there, though, so Ty is watching. They have been blown away by Extrema, however, grenade spam, and they have Ubered early. IDK have Ubered early. TLR have a slight advantage of about 2 seconds. It's really important the scouts here stay alive here on for IDK, otherwise they will not be able to capitalize on this point. IDK are all over this point here, however, they are having to drop back. That's one down for TLR, two down for TLR. About to be three down, no, two down for IDK. It's Bash versus X-Fane. Bash managed to win the 1v1 versus X-Fane there, and well played to TLR there. Only two of them going down. The soldier's doing very well there. You've just seen Bash managed to hold himself there, players, as you saw pretty cleanly on CP2, if you saw. He was
definitely.
One-on-one. Both are being healed as well, so almost similar health as well.
Yeah, there were a couple of crucial kills, though. There were two guys from IDK straight going for the backside of TOR's defense. But after TOR got rid of those two, I believe it was Shintaz and Wei, I'm not completely sure. After they got rid of those two, they could just freely defend, and they had no problem whatsoever killing IDK off.
Here we see a sniper on the left-hand side, trying to deter trying to buy some time, more importantly, trying to buy some time for IDK, and that's what he's done. Look. TLR had a 65% Uber advantage, and they've just wasted it. IDK will have the Uber in time now, and it won't count for anything. Now the sniper can switch and go back to scout. See how he just played the time there. Now, obviously, TLR have had to Uber early, and now IDK have the Uber advantage, and now going to push back TLR here. The medic's gone through the water. Obviously, Extrema won't be silly and chase him, because he'll just die there with the soldiers out there. TLR are going to have to drop back. Havoc is really weak there, and the soldiers are being tagged here. That's two down for TLR. This is good. This should be IDK's point here. They are pushing really hard. The soldier's doing really well there, and Extreme are doing really well, jumping away, trying to get the medic. Misses the soldier. However, this point should be theirs. The scout is on the left. It has been noticed, so there's no. I don't think anything crept behind their pledge. Well played to IDK there. Biggest mistake from TLR there was Watts wasting their time on a sniper. If the sniper's on the left, either someone goes really aggro against him, all go to the right-hand side. They cannot waste time. They had a 65% Uber advantage there, and the sniper did his job then. Obviously, it's playing. It's very clever what the sniper was doing now. Obviously, I don't think that was his intention. Maybe it was. I'm not sure.
I Shintaz, completely agree.
That's Shintaz down for IDK, and IDK have Ubered early. Remember, TLR still have Uber. IDK need to get out. The soldier needs to get out now. Is F2 going to get out in time? This is the question. If he stays alive, no, he hasn't. He's now down. That's two down for IDK. You should see a TLR start pushing here, which is what they're doing. Demoman is going to have to try and get... Nice, well played by Extrema there. Still three down. He's going to get ambushed here. Extrema will get ambushed. No, has he managed to jump away? He has managed to jump away.
Shinta's now running Sniper. Let's see if he can get something. Just missed the medic.
Crucial kill. There's a Sniper on the left trying to put him off and deter him. Remember, TLR had the 40% Uber advantage. F2 is getting hurt. He's going to have to go in here. He's on 61 health. Soldiers sinking together again, trying to take off the Demoman. IDK not willing to give the point for free without a fight. So very well played to IDK there. That would have bought them some time, and it has. It has bought them 15% Uber charge extra just by fighting there, which is good, because by the time TLR push here, I believe IDK should have it. I'm pretty sure TLR will have some nerves. So yes, Pledge, you were saying?
Yeah, well, same thing. Shinta's now running Sniper. If they can hold for that last 15% F2 needs.
Yeah, the problem is, what most clans don't, or what most teams don't realise is, by the time they push, they need at least a gap of 30%, usually. Unless they're very close. So, you know, that's why I was surprised with the 65% advantage they had. They didn't take advantage. They just watched and looked at a Sniper, which is not the ideal thing to do, to be honest. They should have pushed and got CP2 for free. Now IDK have Ubered. We've just gone back from CP2 to 3 to 4, 4, 3, 2, again, twice. So here we see TLR dropping outside now, back to the yard, as it were. And IDK just holding themselves in CP2. Should see some of IDK's soldiers going up top now to cover up the top, just in case. You can see TLR trying to push the left-hand side up to the top right. I'm sure X-Fane has told his team, and he's going to have to switch with Y there. And he has done so. IDK have the slight Uber advantage. Extreme is going to need to help his team there. The Demoman is helping TLR. Otherwise, IDK are going to get... IDK have been ambushed then. That is Extreme's fault there. He had to help the soldiers up top spamming with the Demoman. Now TLR have this point for free. But the good news for IDK is that they both have Uber in time. So, in fact, F2 already has it. So he's been obviously Ubering very well and healing his team. Looks like we might be having a low-scoring game here, Pledge.
No, I don't know. It's been 8 minutes.
Yeah, I know. It's a long time.
Two good kills for IDK already.
Jeez. Already, yeah. You might see a push here. That's soldiers win. That's three down. That's four down for... Five down for TLR. Where is Bash? Where is Bash? Is he behind? Is he going to try and ninja something? He is now down. That's two... That's two up now for TLR. That's a Demoman who's sticking in the left-hand side, and there's a scout on the right-hand side. They need to start dropping, because if that Demoman goes down, that is bad news. He's going to get chased. Wrong move for Ty. He should be going down here. That's the bad move by Ty. He needed to stay alive here. Needed to stay alive. Now he can't contest the point. Maybe he could have contested the point with Havoc and his team that just spawned. You never know. And he's just stood there near
IDK. The TLR medic went down as well just now.
Yeah, wow. That's three down, four down for TLR. Somehow the momentum has switched so much in this game so far. So this should be IDK's for free, by the way, without having to use their Ruba. I know the Demoman has just spawned, but he should get this. IDK should get this point for free, as you've just seen. And obviously they have the Uber advantage. I believe they will be focusing on killing more than capping here. Obviously they have the Uber advantage, so they just need to kill. That's the main thing. So let's see what they do here. That's a scout down. That's another scout down. That Demo needs to go down, and the point says, right, the point should be theirs now. I cannot see the soldiers holding this. I cannot see a pyro holding this. This should be IDK's, and it is 1-0. Well played to IDK. A lot of switching from CP2 to 4 and back and forth there. About four times there, Pledge. Good round, to be honest.
Five times, actually. I can't
Five times, it. Wow.
Yeah.
Well played to both teams there, but IDK doing really well there on CP2 in terms of... focusing on the right targets.
I really think that demo kill, what you were talking about, when Ty was on the left side, that was crucial.
Crits, yeah. By the way. TLR are running crits. Just so we let you know that. We knew they would. Let's see how this works. You can see Y's gone in. He's going to have to try and get the medic. He needs to go down. That's X-Fane. He needs to get him down. That's three down. They didn't sync well enough. The medic is now down for TLR, but they are three down, remember, IDK. Four down now. Remember, even though IDK have killed the medic, the quantity does not beat the quality, as it were, as we say. But that means, basically, there was five of TLR versus two of IDK. Even if IDK did have Uber in time to save CP3, there's no way they could have taken on five of them. So, well played to IDK taking down the medic. It just means that IDK are going to have to grab their balls and basically push forward now with their Uber advantage and not be scared. Even though they have a 1-0 advantage, you will see them start pushing now. Interesting to note, by the way, Pledge. Ronnie is running crits still to make up for the amount of time lost while he was dead. So IDK needs to be careful here. They need to start going aggressive. Ronnie's going to have this in time. There is a train as well. Be careful. They need to be careful of the train. That's a soldier down. They have Uber. They need a scout to cap. IDK need a scout to cap. There's a scout behind them. They haven't noticed him yet. He's on a demo run. Extrema should be going down. Well played to Havoc there. Where are the scouts capping here? Remember, TLR have crits. So IDK needs to be very careful here. There are two down here. Remember, one more down for IDK and the point should be lost. Oh no, the demo is dead, I believe. Yeah, the demo is dead. So it's going to be very difficult for TLR to take advantage of this crits advantage. In fact, how did Ty die? Do you know, Pledge? I didn't see him die. Still with us, Pledge? I believe not. I believe Pledge has lagged out. Let me just see if he's on the server. I believe he is not. No, he is not. So we'll wait for Pledge to rejoin. We see, obviously, TLR used their crits, but IDK managed to kill all six of them in the push from TLR, and this should be IDK's now. They have four members up, obviously. Marco's not going to be able to save this. As you see, Extreme has now secured the point, and we'll wait for his team. Interesting to see what Ronnie is running here. What is he running? He is now running Kritsky. He's still running Kritsky. It's interesting to see on... That baffles me. Why would you run Crit Screen when you had the Uber advantage? Hello, Pledge. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
I was just saying, you know, TLR had the crits advantage. They did push with it. However, they didn't focus on the right targets and then they didn't get the right kills. They only killed one or two, I believe, and IDK just cleaned up, even though they didn't have Uber. So we're at the point now at the moment. I don't know if you've joined Source TV again.
Just joining back in now.
IDK are on CP4, and... the interesting thing is, TLR had the Uber advantage, i.e. they had the time advantage to charge Uber, but Ronnie's still running crits on last. Yet, obviously F2 is running Uber, because you need Uber really to, sometimes, you know, as in, to push in normally, sometimes you need Uber, and he's using that, and it's really, really, really odd that TLR are using crit screen. I'm surprised, when they had the advantage. Can you explain that? Is there a reason, do you think, or...
Well, right before I crashed out, I actually noticed
there's a spy, by the way, going after the medic. He has been spotted. Sorry to cut you out there. Watch Shintaz, who likes to be a spy hero. They have Uber. Remember, they have crits. So the Uber needs to be used wisely. And that soldier's going down. That is... well played. Somehow the crits worked. Somehow. I don't know how. The syncing between IDK was really, really bad. That's five down for... five down for IDK. That was very poor attack from IDK. Should see here now, obviously, TLR had the Uber advantage. And it's still crit screen, remember, Ronnie did not die. So Extreme is going to have to put some ninja stickies. As you see, he has put some, although they're not very ninjery, as it were. Because you can see that sticky hanging off the little ledge. Ninjery, what a word.
We can just make up words whatever we want, mate.
Indeed, indeed. You see TLR trying to make a push there. F2 doing really well here to his team, telling him to Uber up straight away, because obviously they're going to use crits at any minute with Ty, and that soldier's just trying to deter them away. X-Fane doing a really good job. They're about to use it. X-Fane's probably called it now. He's about to rocket jump away. F2 doesn't quite have it yet. He doesn't quite have it. He needs to be careful. That's the demo down. Well played to Extrema then. Well played. F2 used it straight away, taking no risks whatsoever. And a back cap almost taken by one of the scouts, who's gone behind, I believe. He hasn't died. He's now down. Well played to Shintaz. Remember, IDK still have the Uber advantage. IDK needs to push in here hard now to get this point for free without maybe using the Uber. They need to push in now. They need to push in now and take advantage. And there we go. They have done. They don't need to use the Uber, as you can see, because obviously the quantity is 4 versus 4. And they still have the... oh, no. F2 used the Uber. When did he use the Uber? Oh, yes. Of course, he used it on middle. My mistake. There's me going on saying he didn't use it. No, my apologies. Yeah, I thought that X-Fane just... I thought Extrema killed the demo man and F2 didn't Uber, but obviously he did, just in case there was a stray rocket coming in with a crit on its face. Obviously, Ronnie already has crit squeak and is relying on the fact that that IDK fail their push or fail with the sinking of their push. It's really important. We mentioned it before, Pledge. How important do you think it will be on this last point again?
Well, depends how they use it. Usually, you have someone trigger the enemy Uber, and then you wait for as long as possible, and then use the crits to take off to take out just whatever is left of the push from IDK. But IDK itself should just Uber as late as possible and focus completely on the medic when they do, don't run into a crit.
There is an argument. There is an argument, though, for saying that using the crits as late as possible, because remember, if they don't use it, then the medic might not Uber certain players, and then the crits could have killed them. So it's important to, your argument is correct, but also the other side could be correct. IDK, I thought, had this. Somehow, Nevermind did really well along with Havoc. It's one versus one. It's a sniper versus a scout. Can he take him out? Shoots out his big moment, and he fails. It's Havoc going to cap. They might not be able to stop this. I don't think he'll be able to stop this. He might be able to. Let's see what X-Fing can do. Scout on the point with a soldier. It looks like they'll have this. Oh no, the scout's going in straight away. Taking no chances there. Well played to who was that? Preds? Yeah, of course. A man with balls. Irish balls, as it were. Going in head first. Taking on a scout along with the soldier. Shoving a rocket up his ass. Somehow.
And of course, for some random reason, at the moment Ronnie can get Uber advantage with crits, he goes for a regular Uber. This
indeed.
Man really can't amaze us anymore.
Indeed, indeed. Very unorthodox. That's one thing I like to say about TLI, is very unorthodox. By that I mean it's sort of random, but for a reason to their mind, which is good to see. Obviously, different tactics, different strats. So let's see what his. Let's see if this pans out. Maybe it's to include, introduce variation in the fact that. Oh, you know, IDK will be thinking, well, they have crits, so we've got nothing to lose. We can use it early as possible. That might be what Ronnie's thinking. That's why he's using Uber. It might be a clever thing, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if IDK does the exact same thing, which is going straight for Ronnie, they might be too much spread out, and Tuor can easily pick them off with the regular Uber.
Indeed. Interesting to see. Could you just take a look, Pledge? See who has the most kills at the moment for both teams.
I can just check.
Oh, yeah, server info.
Let's see, Preds is top fragging together with Shinzhas right now. Both scouts for IDK are doing really good.
That's good to hear, good to hear.
Especially the heavy classes from TOR are doing really good with
Bash
top fragging.
That's to be expected. That's great to see, actually. Great to see. I thought that missing gear would be a massive problem for TLR, but it seems that Bash has managed to fill his boots really well, along with syncing with Marco. So it's good to see. It's still a low-scoring game at the moment, 1-0, still playing the waiting game, and IDK are going by this for some reason. Now they're pushing up top. Remember, TLR have Uber, so they need to get out. Main thing is to keep the Heavy here alive for IDK, then they can push again. The Heavy needs to stay alive. Let's see what we can do. Remember, it's a lot of damage he can take. Oh, he's been taken down really easily there, though, by the Dome Man. That's three down, about to be three down. No, well played to Extrema.
Wow.
And X-Fane then. Three down for IDK. A scout very weak. Vequin somehow not dying to like four stickies then. Impossible. So basically, they just cancelled each other out there. TLR can't push, even though they had the slight player advantage of one player up more than IDK. But they'll be content with just recharging and building Uber again, and then push again, and hopefully they wipe out the IDK and then push.
Why do you think IDK is trying to use a heavy right now, especially when they know the last point is so open and he's vulnerable to the sniper?
Well, maybe they're thinking soaking damage, like soak up damage, because obviously a heavy can take 450 damage, 450 health, and plus a sandwich. You know, maybe they're thinking in terms of the damage factor. So, the soldiers' rockets are going to become really useless. They're going to have to use all their rockets to try and kill this heavy, which means they've got nothing left for the scouts and the demo man, or the scout and the two soldiers and so on. Here you see, it's one versus one in terms of how many people are dead. That's two down for TLR. The heavy needs to be careful. He's going to be taken out otherwise. Ty is down. That's four down. That's two versus two now. It's a down man versus a scout. And that's Extreme not able to shine there. And the medic's about to go down here. Well played to Vequin and Bash there. You should see the scouts and the soldier pushing here. Well played to Bash and Vequin. This should be TLR's. This should be TLR's. If they focus, no, Y doing really well there. But no, this should be TLR's. That's as expected. And two of IDK are still down, though. Extreme did get a nice spawn, which is crucial to this point. Holding, defending the yard, as it were, means TLR will have to think twice about how to push here and buy IDK some time and F2 to Uber.
F2 is actually running crits now.
Good spot there. Pledge, I didn't notice that. Interesting to see what they do. Remember, TLR running Uber. I don't think TLR know that IDK have Uber. Have a crit squeak, sorry.
F2 actually has Uber advantage now, so this is going to be really close to see how F2 uses this.
Indeed. Let's see. They've got to use it. They've got to take advantage.
Key moment now.
Here we go now. Extreme are in. They've used it. Is the medic not down, though? Medic's not down. He got a crit. He's not dead, though. That's F2 down. Extreme not managed to kill anything with the Uber. That's tie down as well. That's 3 down for IDK. Maybe 4 down? About to be 4 down. Extreme is going down here. He's very, very weak.
Ronnie's 98%. 98. Oh, goes down.
That's the medic down. Well played to Shinta. It's crucial kill, but that's 4 down for IDK. 4 down for TLR. Havoc doing his job there against Shintaz. Well played. It still means, though, that TLR cannot compete for this point. I think it would be stupid because they're going to end up dying here unless they're going to go for a ninja kill. Yeah, the scout knows it. The scout knows it. As you can see, he's running away. He's very weak on 4 health. How did he not die? TLR getting away with some lucky... I take it back. TLR not getting away with any lucky non-deaths, as it were. Pred's capitalizing on the fact that Havoc's not running away. And meat shots him to death. Is it Ronnie running crits, or is he running Uber?
Let me just check. F2 still running crits. Ronnie still has Uber.
Right. So you should see IDK start pushing here. In fact, they already have...
They already have crits, yeah.
Yep. Let's see how they push. They need to start pushing ASAP.
It's very close.
They need to push
though,
now. So. They've seen them. They need to use this and get in. They haven't killed anything, though. They haven't killed anything. So that means the scouts need to cap now. They need to cap before they get the Uber. Need to cap and run. Cap and run.
Medic died for TLR.
Nice. Well played to explain there. That's 3 down for TLR. This point is going to be IDKs. That's 4 down. There's no way they're going to hold this. 2 scouts. They're going to get absolutely creamed. See the soldiers here raping them. And that's 2-0 to IDK. Well played to F2 there, in my opinion, for that round. That round was won purely because of F2 switching from Uber to crits and crits to Uber and then back to crits. Well played to him. Buying IDK another round. That's 2-0 with only 8 minutes remaining. This is going to be a tall, tall order for TLR to come back from this. What do you think the problem is at the moment for TLR?
I think the problem...
Bash is having a great game. It's not the sub, as it were, who's having a problem.
Definitely not. I think Ronnie is too much alone after there's a 6v6 full-scale fight. I think that's the main problem. See, he dies now again when there are 10 people up. Shouldn't happen in this
3 level. Down... 3 down for IDK, 2 down for TLR, but they are minus a medic. F2 is still alive. You might see Extreme go down here. If the other scouts go down, that's well played to TLR. That's well played. Even though they lost their medic, demo and medic straight away, TLR still managed to capitalize. If I was TLR, I'd be pushing now. They should have pushed. Forget
there
that.
There goes the crits for Ronnie now. There goes the crits.
Well, they're going to have to come up with something. They're going to have to come up with a round fast. Remember, F2 did not die. F2 still has... Is it Crit Squeak or Uber? Does F2
No, have? He actually got Uber, so Ronnie is about to crits into an Uber. I don't know, yeah.
Battle of Medic Wars at the moment, to be honest. It's what's swaying the momentum, in my opinion. So the timing of when to push and knowing what you're pushing against is what's changing the momentum, in my opinion, at the moment. Marco, unfortunately, isn't having a really good game at the moment. I think he's missing his PAL gear, because he's usually syncing with him. For those in Source TV, this is the first map. The second map is Gravel Pit. Here you see TLR pushing left-hand side. Grenades, not really exploit. Grenades being chucked over the roof there. Heavy top right. Remember, they have crits. They've used it. I see a heavy versus a demo. He's managed to get away. Remember, if you're using... Oh, that soldier should have got out. He's now going down. He is now down. That's one apiece. Where is Extrema? It's important here.
Basically,
what is Extreme?
Basically, Extreme IDK. Basically, IDK gave up all their hopes of pushing now. They got a heavy, and pushing from 2 to 3 with an extra heavy is not going to be good, especially against the crits, full team of TOR.
That was not necessary for Y there to go in and just try and get the medic. TLR might have a slight player advantage, obviously albeit one player, but Y is going to spawn pretty quickly actually, so it won't make a difference. Remember, TLR have the Uber advantage because they have crit screen, so they need to get in ASAP. Wonder where F2 is standing. They've used the crits, but they cannot find them. They've used the crits. That heavy is weak. Well played to F2. He managed to keep the heavy alive. He is running Natasha. Remember, he is running Natasha and he is Uber, so it's going to be very difficult to run away from this guy. Are IDK going to push? Or are they going to be content with 2-0? Remember, there's only 5 minutes remaining. TLR are going to have to pull out something big. TLR are going to have to pull out something big here. They really are. They're going to have to cap in the next few minutes, in my opinion. TLR need to make a push. They can't just rely on the... Because F2 is doing really well in terms of getting the Uber quickly. You know?
He really makes sure he stays hidden from TLR, yeah. Definitely.
For those that don't know, Critsqueak only takes 30 seconds to charge up. For those that didn't know that, it takes 60 seconds for Uber charge, so that's a 30-second advantage. And yet F2 has still managed to cope here. They don't have the Uber quite yet. That's Y down. Are they going to cap? No, not enough scouts on the point. Not enough people on the point. It's going to cost them. That's Ronnie down. That's 3 down for a TLR. 2 down for IDK. 1 more down for IDK would be problems. The Heavy needs to go down. The Heavy needs to go down. If the Heavy doesn't go down, then it's a problem for a TLR. And he hasn't gone down. That's 4 down.
Let's see if Bash can do anything. He's
hiding
now.
A ninja cap. He'll be going for a ninja cap. The problem is someone's just spawned.
Oh, they spotted him. Yep.
Well, it's not Bash I'm looking at. It's Marco. He's going for a ninja cap.
Where's Marco? Oh, Marco was blind as well.
Ninja
wow.
stickies. Ninja stickies that Marco did not see. Well played to Extrema there. I believe it's a lost cause now for TLR. I can't see them coming back from this. I really can't. Especially with Shintaz running as heavy with Natasha and obviously F2 having the Uber charge advantage. This is going to be TLR losing gracefully, I believe.
Yeah, right now with Shintaz running heavy on middle point, when he gets his position up together with F2's Uber, I don't think TOR is going to be able
They've
to do
Ubered.
This.
They've Ubered. They need to drop out quickly. Ronnie needs to get out. Most of TLR are really weak here. One grenade and he's dead. Ah, it's a rocket that got him. The soldier should be going down. He's now down. That's 2 down for IDK. 3 down for TLR. 4 down for TLR. Well played to IDK. Looks like they're going to go out with a flourish here and end it 3-0. This should be... Yeah, that soldier should be going down there. There, he's now down. That's 4 down. The sniper is headshotting a few. But none of the TLR guys are able to capitalize on it. And now that's the sniper down. Obviously, F2 has the Uber advantage here. 2 minutes remaining. They'll want to go for the 3-0.
Yeah, right now it's just opinion. A question of IDK making it 3-0
it's damage,
or it's staying 2-0.
Yeah, damage control, really. They're pushing top right. They've used it early, obviously, so they don't get trapped for any stickies. They need to kill, though. They managed to kill nothing. That's 1 down, maybe 2 down. The Heavy's going to go down here. 1 down, 1 shot. He's now down. 4 down for TLR, 3 down for IDK. 6 down for TLR, and that's IDK's round. 3-0. Comprehensively won by IDK there. They'll just play the last round, I believe, or the last minute and 45 seconds. He says.
Do you reckon they can pop out another round, mate?
I don't know. What are they doing? I can't see them. Oh, they're moving. Sorry, my mistake.
Yeah. It's about 1:40 left, do you think?
Yeah,
if
maybe.
They can still pop out a round?
Maybe. I'm not really fussed about it. What I would really like to know is a few pledges. Who do you think's been the best player for IDK?
I gotta hand it to F2. I mean,
me too, to be honest. I think
his swapping from crits to Uber back to crits back to Uber is just extraordinarily right now.
Yep, I'd have to agree.
Timed it really well.
He's 1 point short off a century, and rightly so, to be honest. He's played really well, and it's dictated, to be honest, 2 rounds for maybe 3 rounds, maybe. No, I'd say 2 rounds because the first round was lost because of Ty dying on the left hand side there.
Do you reckon, Byte, that this is the difference between IDK and the Dignitas from 2 days ago? Because Dignitas had, I believe it was Torden playing. It wasn't Dunk. Do you reckon that calling difference
sure
it was hard?
Not to discredit Torden, he is an excellent medic, without a shadow of a doubt. He's easily top 5, top 3 in my opinion, in Europe, maybe in the world. But... obviously, Dignitas are used to certain callings and certain... I say it sometimes, some people laugh at me for saying it, but the healing ratio, you know, Dunk knows what to heal and when. Torden was probably healing at a different rate and a different order, which obviously affected the players. the players for Dignitas, because, you know, maybe Bibben was expecting more health, maybe Rib was expecting less, you know, stuff like that. So that may be why. And obviously TLR had a full team. You see there TLR taking a round, so they're not going out without a fight.
No, they actually did not get a round.
No. The map was changed, I think, it's early, because 90 seconds.
I think it was 1 second left or something, but F2 ran onto a point while five guys were taunting on it. He managed to block it for the last 4 seconds.
Impressive.
Now on to Gravel Pit. Do you think IDK will take a win here? Or do you think TLR's crits tactics will be very good at sea this time?
It'd be interesting to see. I've been told that the Uber charge rate charges at 40 seconds and the crits at 32 seconds, which I cannot believe personally if that is the case, even if it's written in Stone Cold writing, because as you saw, even with the...
It was really quick.
It was really quick. It wasn't just really... It was very, very quick. Maybe the time is correct, but the rate is different. Maybe it's that.
I thought the difference, I mean, you described it as 30 to 60, but I thought it was like 25%, 32%. Either one, it wasn't 50% as you described it. Something like the
maybe,
difference
yeah, maybe
is
I meant
huge
the rate
when you
instead.
Build.
Yeah, I think it's the rate then I must be talking about then. My apologies and lol at Ari for lolling at me. Yeah, be interested to see now how TLR respond to this, to their loss on Freight after their amazing win against Dignitas. We will, of course, be doing shout-outs to... after the match, not during, just because they may start very shortly. So... Man of the map for you was F2, and man of the map for me was also F2, to be honest. Yeah, that's right. It is the 25% charge rate. Sorry, my apologies there. So it's not a 30-second, 60-second rate. It's a 25% extra charge rate for the crit streak. Yeah. So it works out at 32 seconds for 40 seconds. However, it takes half the time, I believe. No. I don't know, actually. I'm pretty sure it's very quick. It's so quick. Like, even if a medic started on 50, Uber, advanced Uber, the medic could make up the crit squeak at 100% at the same time as the medic with Uber. So, if you know what I mean.
Well, that's probably then just a feeling you have. But Valve designed it differently once again.
I shall, caught.
Count it down after the match. Just go into the server.
42, 42.5%. That was it. 42.5%. Yep, that was it. Let's see how many are on for them now. Still missing X-Fane, who's just joined.
They're all here now.
They are indeed.
I think just before we talk about Gravel Pit, actually, I feel we need to... even though he practices against teams like IDK, we should give Bash a hand for just jumping into the TOR lineup like this. For I don't know how long he's been playing or subbing there, but he did a very good job there on Freight. I really want to commend him for that. He actually really did good, even though Ronnie was dying consistently. But
indeed, no, I think he did, to be honest. I think he did very well to fill in Gear's shoes.
They've already started now, actually.
Okay, just for those that will be watching this later, the match has now started on Gravel Pit, for those watching later on in Source TV. IDK starting off to defend first. Obviously, it's two rounds initially, two attacks, two defenses, and then if it ends in a 1-1 draw, then we play Golden Cap, a new rule which has been brought into ETF12, which I have to agree with for this map, to be honest.
You don't agree that about an hour of Gravel Pit can be too long?
It can be. It can be, but I think it upsets the balance of the tables, which is good. I'm sick and tired of just seeing 3, 6, 9, or 1, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So.
No, it was actually true that because in our Season 7 for my team, we actually tied two times on Gravel Pit while we won the other match on the other map 5-0. So it really, messed up with our results to be able to promote or anything like that.
Indeed, and here we see them going now. Obviously, IDK doing the usual pressure point at the B spawns.
It's nothing interesting on A, as far as I can see. I see Shintas sniping at C side, though, so if anyone comes around there, you might be able to pick someone off. But...
Indeed. See ya, Howard. Just to let you know, I wasn't making it up about the Uber charge and the crit screen. Sorry to go on about it, because it may have been misunderstood. But basically, from Wikipedia, Valve Wikipedia site, as it were, it's with crit screen. The filling the Uber charge meter takes 30 seconds at the faster rate. With the slower rate, this takes 60 seconds, twice as long. This is what I meant. Basically, it's almost double. It is double, obviously. So
is that when the Uber charge isn't when the Uber isn't getting billed?
Yeah.
That way. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's a massive difference.
Yeah. No, it is a massive difference. Right then, as we see,
wow,
Shintas killing the medic at C
and
killing the demo man. Shintas going huge there. TLR really sloppy there. That was very sloppy play. That's just bought IDK some time. You might see TLR here going aggressive on the medic, IDK's medic, to make them Uber at least, to try and get rid of the advantage they have. However, IDK doing a smart move here and standing in the correct place here. Uh-oh, is Shintas, Mr. Benner, if you're asking in Source TV. Take note of this for those clans that suck on Gravel Pit. Look where IDK are standing. It is one of the best places to stand. Soldier should be on the left-hand side and Demoman on the right, or vice versa, wherever the heat's coming from. And you can see that's why Havoc couldn't get in. He's being healed. Soldier Y is being healed, and obviously Havoc's got no chance really against Y in close quarters, which is what happened. You see Marco trying to go aggressive, being taken out by X-Fane. Raped, as it were. Shout out to Sir Joe. That's Fishu. Woohoo! Sorry, I had to do that. That's a personal one.
TLR got the Uber now. They're about to catch.
TLR do have. Is it Uber? Is it Uber Advan? Is it Uber or Crit Squeak?
No, it's Uber. It's regular Uber.
It's Uber, right. Obviously, F2 has had Uber for ages here and waiting, and he's hiding behind the plank on the right hand side, which is the correct place. See the scout here? No one's noticed him. See, TLR have pushed the right side, correct space, taken down Way. They're basically trying to take them down one by one. F2 has now Uber, but they have lost the player, IDK. The sniper might be going down. If the sniper doesn't go down here, IDK are in serious trouble. IDK are in serious trouble, yeah. Sorry, I believe that they switched. Still though, four of TLR managed to go down, and Preds and Shintas managed to shine there really well there. Crucial kills. I thought TLR were going to take that, to be honest, because the sniper stayed alive. They still had more up, but somehow Shintas and Preds managed to come out with the meat shots.
Well, the sniper definitely had some advantages, but in the end it was a disadvantage because Ronnie only had him and one soldier. And
yeah,
when two scouts rushed for Ronnie, there's no holding back, obviously, for the scout then.
You're going to see TLR push here, regardless, and they're going to try and go for the medic. Ty is dying way too easy. I don't know why he's going that aggressive. He's trying to kill the medic. Bash has done his job there. Very well played. He managed to get in it all the way from B spawn, go on the roof and get the medic. So now IDK don't have the Uber advantage. Obviously TLR do now. It should be about 60%.
Ronnie's actually running crits. He just swapped. F2 went down.
Might not pan out. Obviously it was too late for him to change. But still, they still have the Uber advantage anyway, and the fact that it's charging much quicker. TLR are already pushing. They're being a bit cautious, because obviously they don't want to die before they get the crits. They need to wait until they get the crits, which is what they're doing here. That soldier needs to stay alive. He has done. Right now, the demo man needs to push the right hand side, which is where the demo man's going to be, and or the left hand side. There's a scout on the medic here. Obviously IDK don't have the Uber yet. The scouts need to cap, and the heavies need to use this crits. They need to do that. They're not doing that though. If IDK aren't showing themselves, then TLR need to seal off the point. They need to seal off left side, C, and the right side of C. They aren't doing that. They need to use that crit screen, otherwise they're going to save it with Uber, which is what is going to happen. What are TLR doing?
Has it now.
Yeah, wow. Of course. And they've had to use it. Look, what a waste. They might be able to save it. No, Havoc did his job. However, they are still going to try and stop this, but there's too many of TLR alive here. Pascal needs to stay alive. He won't be able to stop it. No one's going to stick it up. He can't hold that. That soldier's trapped. Very weak. He's now down. That's three down for... That should have been IDK's. However, Havoc was the key there, I believe. Havoc was the key then. Killing the extra man there. And now that's TLR's. That's two down for IDK. Obviously, Marco is still down for TLR. But this could be interesting to see if TLR might make a push. They do have the slight Uber advantage. I say slight. It's 30%.
They still have crits as well. So they're going to have to be very aggressive straight after this 10%.
They're going to have to switch because they know they're at B. And they have crit creep. They need to capitalize on the most... Basically, Extremo is down. That means they can get in for free now. There's no sticky traps. Should see the crits being used. The medic is about to go down. That soldier's weak.
Svein's coming to clean.
This is amazing from TLR. Are they going to be able to take this? They need to take this round this time of asking. Two versus two. One just spawned. Equalizer kill. Crucial kill. No, Extremo did his job. Can't believe TLR did not win that. Extremo went down and it didn't have the Uber as well.
Now, what IDK did there on last point was they all dropped off the point and jumped back on as soon as TLR went on it. And that actually worked out really well for them because they dropped like flies.
See, interesting to see what run he's running. Let's see. What is F2 running? After Extremo has been trying to be taken down by the scout who's on Extremo's on 96 health. Yes, F2 is running Uber, obviously. No man, Extremo doing really well, putting pressure in the middle so the soldiers can't push out. Extremo doing his job there. That's one of TLR down. Vquid might go spy here or sniper, let's see. Might be thinking, yeah, I need to be a bit creative here. Yeah, he has gone sniper, read like a book. As you can see, he needs to get some sort of a kill. I think he's not noticed the fact that F2 has Uber, so he needs to pop something out. They've used the crit squeak. They're going to need to kill one more to have a chance. Medic is now down. That's poor. The medic's gone down for TLR. Two down, including the down man for TLR. Sniper about to go down. That's three down for TLR. This is not looking good for TLR. F2 still has the Uber. Oh, he used it, actually. My apologies. He did use it. So well played to TLR for making a move, at least.
And obviously well played to Byte for his game sense on Vic and going simple.
So yeah, sometimes you can just sense what the players are going to do. In terms of, you just need to know who the player is and you just know what his specialities are. Yeah. For example, if it was JH, he'd be Spy, Sniper and Scout. Shintaz, NG... Spy and Scout, you know, you've just got to think the odds of what he would play.
There are loads of players doing that kind of funky stuff in these situations.
Yeah, but some of them for me are just pub heroes, you see. Some of them actually do it well. Anyway, they've used it on the left-hand side. They're pushing, they're trying to get something. He hasn't got anything with the Uber. Sorry, with the crit squeak. The Heavy is still on the point. Now they've Ubered. IDK have Ubered. That demo should be going down. There's no chance of him staying alive there. That Soldier's not going to cap, surely, against the Heavy. No chance. Bash trying to do his best there. Shintaz is on half health, though. In fact, less than half. IDK still doing a really good job here. I believe it's past the 10 minutes almost here.
Yeah, it's going to be close to 10 minutes already, and that's not going to be a good time. Definitely indeed. Not. What do you think about the fact that Ronnie is still holding on to his crits?
I think it's a confidence thing. I don't think he's confident enough at the moment to use Uber. I think his team aren't going to focus on the right things. I think that's the problem at the moment.
Maybe these two kills are going to help them. They almost have Uber now, 6v4, that should be good.
Yeah. Let's see now what happens between the two. They've used it, however, Ronnie's gone down, but they are three down. That Heavy needs to go down. If that Heavy doesn't go down, this is not TLR's. They've Ubered, Bash is going round. Demo needs to stay alive.
He's going to need help. Same respawn now as well.
He's going to need help. Well played, what a crucial kill. Oh, can Ty save it? What a crucial kill by Vquid. This should be TLR's now. And rightly so.
Running back up now.
Nah,
there we go.
Wow, just underneath 10 minutes. 9 minutes 18. What a tall order to ask. Really is a tall order on this map to ask. 9 minutes 18 seconds. TLR are going to have to pull something out of the bag here. Or concede this round. They might. Obviously, we see Havoc and Vquid both going engineers. That much. It was 9 minutes and 17 seconds for those that might not be able to see it in Source TV later on. This is the first round TLR were pushing and IDK were defending.
Do you think, Byte, we will see the sentry swapping positions nowadays?
Might do.
You see Vikram now putting up a sentry up at the ramp, but do you reckon that after the Uber versus Uber battle has been commenced, he might put it back up to,
the
C ramp?
He should switch it. Now he's got the ability to pick up a level 3 and switch, then he should do that. Make them guess, you know, make them think, oh, I'll go after the medic because he's here. Oh, wait a minute, there's no C there. When was that move there? You know, that sort of theory. That's what they need to be doing. Obviously, having only one engineer to help the other engineer build his SG in time and his dispenser, which is what's happened. This is now the second round for those people asking in Source TV. Delman's got aggressive on Ronnie! He's Ubered. The soldiers need to die here. They need to clean up. They need to clean up here so nothing goes down. That's well played. One more. Three down. Obviously, IDK have the slight Uber advantage. TLR might make a push to A here. Are they going to do it?
No, they got Havoc running a sniper to A, but I don't reckon their entire team... No, they're just staying at B right now.
Well, remember,
probably because of the teleporter as well.
Just remember, they only have times two on that point, and Ronnie's Ubering quick enough. Okay, I know IDK have the Uber advantage, but I think, because they can get out in time, I think it's not going to count for those soldiers.
IDK is actually pushing right now already, only with four people. Pretz is going to join them, and Shintas is still running spot.
Where is this?
He's
at C
already.
Is this at C or B coming from B? So on B on the left-hand side, but just remember, TLR are going to have Uber in time. TLR will have Uber, so they just need to stay alive. They just need to stay alive, and this point is saved. The medic doesn't quite have it. Medic is now down, TLR, what are you doing? All they needed to do there was just hold it. All they needed to do was just drop back for 5 more seconds, and that point was theirs to save easily. Now IDK have this point for free, and that scout just got comprehensively owned by Wei there. Nice air shot. Unlucky Havoc, you've just lost your moment there.
Just something to clear up by, I'm not sure, but you said it was the second round, but it's like the second part of the first round.
Sorry, my mistake, yes.
In case anyone misunderstood, that's the case right now.
It is the second part of the first round. It is, first it was TLR attacking, and now it's TLR defending of the first round.
And he's still got 7 minutes and 22 seconds right now on the clock to push for C, which should be a decent task.
They have Uber advantage, so let's see what happens. They have an SG running. I'm surprised they have no heavy running as well. They have a sniper, maybe trying to get a crucial kill. Let's see. Let's see what happens here. This would be important. Important for Havoc to get a kill here. They're trying to push. Havoc's seen him. Havoc has seen him. He has Ubered. That's not a problem. You're saying you're hearing Torden, are you?
Yeah, I think.
If I can just find him on the
doesn't
server.
Doesn't matter.
It's fine.
Let's see.
I can mute, it's not a problem.
It's going to be a close call here. Just a couple of guys left. Ronnie is actually still alive, surprisingly.
Yes, he managed to hold his ear. But Sarge on the point, have they seen him? They have seen him. Well played to Marco there and Ronnie. Sorry about the interruption there. I was just checking Mumble there to mute someone as we were getting transmitting problems from someone. One of our co-casters. Or guests that we have on.
Right now,
a scout is getting in now. They haven't seen him. A scout's come up the spiral. He's been spotted. Has he been spotted? He's very weak. The sniper's just got Marco. Delman needs to put pressure in the middle. He needs to chuck grenades and stickies. He's done so. Close call for TLR there.
F2 is actually doing the exact same thing as Ronnie did last round. He's running crits now. And trying to break TOR's defense.
Well, there is a reason behind it, but I don't think it's going to be enough, because I think TLR will have it in time, just, maybe.
It's going to be close. They're equal now, so...
TLR, remember, have a heavy. And now that's a scout down. They're pushing with crits. They've Ubered. That's two down for TLR, one down for IDK, two down for IDK. One more down for IDK, and this point should be saved, hopefully. There's Demo on the point. Demo needs to go down. Demo's not down. There's nothing on the point. Demo still on the point. Ah, he's going to get that. Well, good save by Ty. Scout going on the point. There's still a soldier left. The other three just spawned. What a kill by Marco. Well played to TLR. You just feel that they might be able to save this, you know? Just feel.
Yeah, what happened was that TLR actually had four people on the ground below the C spire. And I expected Ronnie to just run up, but instead he just kept his cool, healed the heavy, and the other half of classes, the demo, the soldier, were able to take it. And that was really safe play from him to just stay there with the heavy.
Indeed, really indeed. For that was well played. 4 minutes remaining. It roughly means that even though, obviously, each Uber takes around 40, 50 seconds, a minute to push, which technically would mean four pushes, I'd say they have between 3 to 4 pushes here to actually go and challenge CP3. That's the medic down, and that's 3 down for TLR. This should be game over. They didn't realise they had the crits. The heavy's going to have to do some... No, he's been taken down by Extremer. That's 4 down. Can Ty shine? This is crucial. No, he cannot. He got burnt. 6 down. This should be TLR's. It's actually a good defense there from TLR. Let's not be mistaken here. That was actually
like
a good time.
6 minutes or something? It's five minutes.
Yeah, almost 6 minutes on C. That's actually a very, very good time. What let them down was their attack was very, very poor on C. So if you want to look at a defense, look at that one, to be honest. That was a good defense by TLR. Better than IDKs.
I think the only mistake they actually made was there in the end. Ronnie knew they had crits because F2 didn't die after that first push, but
indeed.
Ronnie was positioned on the wrong side of the spire. What happened was that IDK swapped to B-side attack instead of A-side attack, and that really caught TOR off guard, and Ronnie was dead immediately because
immediately,
they didn't see
the
crits coming.
Indeed. Good variation from F2 again, once I must say. I think Shintaz and Extremer are shining more on this map, though, personally. Obviously, with crits, it's a bit hard not to for Extremer. Vquin still running as engineer. Two engineers? No? One engineer. My mistake.
No, one engineer. The other is just upgrading their teleporter to
right, okay.
Basic Striat. You know that, right?
Yeah, well, they usually do it at spawn, don't they?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, it's the same player I've just seen twice. That's right. I was going to say.
Havok just changed the sniper. He's going
right,
to do the exact
yeah,
same thing as Shintas did.
Sorry, I thought I saw two on B. My mistake. See, IDK trying to push it. There's a scout on the point. TLR do not need to panic. All they need to do is just do damage control on the players. This is what's going to happen here. The soldier needs to go down. He is now down. The medic did not use the Uber, which is the correct play. That soldier needs to go down. He's on 9 health. That's why down. 4 down. And they haven't started capping A. That is very well composed by TLR there. Well played to TLR there for A not using their Uber, and B not panicking. All they need to do is just stay near the medic, get heals, and do some damage.
Well, basically, what the swap was from compared to last round. I mean, we seen the defense 8 minutes ago, and the swap was that Vquin actually put his sentry up the C ramp instead of on the front ramp. From the B point. It's obviously variation, but when Ronnie stays up the ramp, the sentry can pick off anyone who jumps for him.
Demo aggressive on the SG. His focus is the SG, apparently. Not the medic. There's a soldier trying to go after the medic. They've had to Uber. IDK have forced them to Uber. F2 is in spawn, but I don't think TLR know that. However, he has stickied B. F2 must have noticed this and heard this, surely. So you might see them go A now. Nope. Still going to contest. Extremer trying to take on the stickies from Ty. Now he stickied the right side. However, they are pushing the left side. Have TLR learned from their mistakes? Because that's where IDK pushed from last time. Let's see what happens here. They're pushing from the left-hand side. There is an SG up on it. It is on almost level 3. It's about to be taken down, though. Vquin needs to stay alive here. And Ty definitely needs to stay alive here. Extremer doing the right job there of pushing TLR away. That's 2 of TLR down, 1 of IDK down. TLR aren't going to be happy with this in terms of...
Do you reckon TLR is going
to
push back in?
They're going to have to. They've got the Uber advantage. They should do. Sticky's there, but... Oh, the Sticky's...
Oh,
Sticky's
oh
are there.
Wow.
Sticky's are there. Blind death kill from
Extremer. How can he not see that?
I'm not sure.
Even a blind guy could have seen that Sticky. Jesus.
Never mind, moments are made, and some of them need to be forgotten.
I'm quite sure you've fallen into those kind of stickies multiple times already with TCM as well.
Actually, my most type of death that I forget to Uber on is when a soldier's on me. I managed to get 2 rockets on me. That's my weakest at the moment for some reason. So, because I'm a Demo Man sticky whore, as it were.
Yeah.
I usually expect to see check for stickies, but somehow Ronnie didn't Uber there. I didn't see the stickies. Surprising.
Could be.
Extremer got a lucky Lucky blinder. However, they have the uber advantage here, so it's going to be... still, I don't even have a heavy on the point yet. So he hasn't even got positional play. He might be going down, though, here. Soldier's going to take him down. He's been taken down by X-Fane. Three down for TLR, down for IDK. A scout needs to take down that scout. Well played to Havoc. That could be a crucial kill, as you've just seen why. You've just seen why. Extreme are doing a really good job. It's just Liquid and the Soldier, both weak. He's not going to get there in time. He's not going to get there in time. No, well played to X-Fane.
That's pipes from Extreme seconds. Really did it there.
Yeah, he's having a very good time, I must admit, at the moment. So,
it's actually a very quick time, though.
3 minutes 23 is a very quick time, yes, indeed. TLR are going to have to pull something out of the bag. They might go all out. Is Ronnie running crits? No, he's running Uber. Right.
Could expect him to do something like crits right now.
Well, I thought they would.
Completely weird. But...
yeah, they might go for a one-shot wonder, if you know what I mean. Like a one-off thing. Because yeah. they need something big, and they need it now.
Well, I expect double spy or sniper spy or something like that to at least like take out the medic in some sort of weird way so they have a
indeed.
Free push.
Indeed, indeed. For those that...
it appears Shintas is running spy now, actually.
3 minutes and 23 seconds was the time, Jade Nets. Stick around, people, by the way, after the match. We will be interviewing some of TLR and IDK, hopefully. As well as doing shout-outs, if you want any shout-outs to your certain gay pals online. He says, well, being thirsty as hell. Right, Ronnie has the Uber charge. TLR are going to have to pull something out here. Obviously, V-Quinn letting Havoc go in first, so they don't die both from stickies.
Special look at Shintas, who is spying, running back to B now, through the tunnel. See
indeed.
If he can pick anything off. Oh, he sees a soldier. That's his target.
He's been
just
spotted,
gonna go for his pistol.
Extreme is very weak. He's being healed, though. Lucky Extreme, they got away with it. Shintas is still alive, though.
Yeah, he just grabbed his pistol after the soldier jump.
Dude, he's switching now. He might be switching. Right, TLR are going to have to try and wipe out IDK somehow, even though IDK have uber advantage. TLR need to also wait here for the soldiers. And they need to go in sync and see how they play this. I'm watching at the moment Ronnie in first-person view just to see how they play this. Oh, no,
wow.
They've gone in just to try and make the medic uber. They feel that they need to make the medic uber. Extreme are down. But F2 Ubered, that was the main thing. Ubered.
Do you reckon 2 minutes is enough for them to spawn and just get back?
Yeah. It is. If they kill them on B, yes. If not, then no. We shall see.
Yeah. But if IDK just retreats now and then pushes in with the six of them, can they just stall the point from capping just as long?
No. If TLR play it right and the scouts start capping early, then TLR can push to C straight away almost. Times four is very useful.
Bit weird Uber there from Ronnie there. The demo was a bit weak, but
Nice shot by Bash. He should be going down here. Demo very weak, unlucky to Bash there. Ty almost trying to go behind as well. That's lost for IDK. There's no way they're gonna compete for that. They know that. Maybe that was crucial. 1 minute remaining. 1 minute 14 seconds.
I think they just have enough time for one push.
One push.
Uber's getting billed.
F2 has Uber. It's got this last point now for TLR is a big moment. It's all going to be about for Ronnie. It's going to be about who he heals and who he Ubers and keeps alive when they're pushing against their IDK's Uber. Problem is, for those that don't know, there is no overtime. It takes about a good, if you've got times two, it's about a good 10, 15 seconds, I believe. No, 10 seconds, I think, to cap. So they're running out of time, basically. That's my point.
They need to go now. They have to go right now.
They have to push. That's one apiece. One apiece soldiers down. They've Ubered. Now I have Ubered apiece now. That's three down for TLR. I can't see this happening. Extreme is doing a really good job with X-Fane. The heavy's not going to go down. They're not against the soldier. 19 seconds.
Ty is still up, though.
Ty is down, though.
Down now. Yeah,
10 seconds.
Go.
F2 very weak. I can't see this being
happen.
One.
It's not going to happen.
Looks like it's won by IDK. Looks like the 4 points for IDK here. After being worried about losing Frey, it seems like they stole it through.
GG's already been exchanged.
You're welcome, Slick. You're welcome. Well played to IDK, though. F2 man of the map for me on Freight, and Extreme man of the map for me on Gravel Pit. How about you?
Extremer definitely utilized the crits very well as often as he got them on both Freight and Gravel Pit, by the way. And F2 is obviously the guy to give it to them, and they coordinated just very well together.
Indeed.
They're definitely MVP for, well, both of them, actually, for me.
It's good to... I'm glad we agree, then.
Want to get someone in?
Yeah, I'm just getting them in now. For those that want to hear us, we're going to have to move down to the Root channel on Mumble. So I shall move you all now. All right, they have all been moved. I'll move us as well. Right then, I believe we're all in. We're just waiting for...
I think I saw Extremer coming in. Yeah, there's Extremer.
Let me just unmute
him. X-Fane is in, actually.
X-Fane's always in.
Listening while I was playing, obviously, to get the edge over the other guys.
Obviously. congratulations, X-Fane and Extremer. Guess the strats and the PCW and Warm have helped.
Let's see, MVP is now in, Boyd, if you can unmute him.
Yep.
Havoc is in.
I shall unmute him as well. That's two of each. That's fine.
Yep.
Hello.
Hello, Marco. Let me just unmute Havoc. He's unmuted. Sweet. Right then. First of all, congratulations to IDK, X-Fane, Extremer. Well done on your win. And commiserations to TLR. Obviously, a big point, a talking point, Marco, was gear not being available.
Yeah.
Because obviously, from what I know about you and gear, is that obviously not to discredit Bash, because I thought he had a very good game overall. Obviously, the syncing was a bit different between you and him and you and gear. We could see that it wasn't quite the same when you were pushing in. I think I noticed every time you were faced with two sort of soldiers or two enemies.
But yeah, it was fun.
whereas normally what I've seen, gear would follow through as well as at the same time, but from a different angle or different area. So obviously, that might have been a huge factor for TLR. What do you think happened? I mean, do you think that's the main factor for TLR not, you know, succeeding on Freight today, or what do you think the problem was?
IDK had a pretty good clue about how we're going to play, and they countered it perfectly.
Execution says yes. Carry on.
It was pretty hard because on left side I was facing two soldiers all the time, just jumping in like fucking kamikazes.
Yeah.
So, Well, actually, that was the problem. I don't blame it on Bash, because he had a really good game on Freight. Probably was our best player. But yeah, teamwork isn't what it's supposed to be with gear, but still, we did okay.
To be honest, you had a very close game on Freight. Like, the score doesn't show it. Did you actually cap, by the way, in the end? Was it 3-1 or just 3-0?
No, it was 3-0.
Not 3-0.
Okay, but it was, the score doesn't say what the game, what the map was like, to be honest. It didn't feel like a 3-0 to me. It felt like a 2-1, maybe, or a 2-0. It was much closer than it felt. Especially going, first round was very close, going back and forth. You went actually back and forth 5 times from CP2 to CP4 between yourselves. And from what we analysed, me and Pledge, the thing that won it for IDK, the rounds out of the three, was F2 switching crits from Uber to crits and then back to Uber and then sometimes back to crits. It's the randomness that cost, that let IDK win the second and third round, I believe. Which obviously, because we're used to seeing TLR doing that with switching to crit sometimes to Uber. Ronnie does, you know, a really good job with that, as we saw against Dignitas, you know, last week.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Ronnie was a bit of a nervous today, so he dropped it pretty often at Uber. So I don't know. I guess we've been pretty unlucky sometimes on freight. And yeah, on Grillbit as well, if I remember correct.
Yeah, something that caught my eye though, Marco, which was really odd, was I was always seeing Ty going aggressive straight away on middle. Which okay, it's fair enough, right? If he does get the medic, but he didn't get. I don't think he got the medic once. But not. It's not that. It's the fact that he was already on middle, you know, before the soldiers were even close to middle, and he already jumped in. You know, I thought he would at least wait a few more seconds so the soldiers can maybe go in and help Ty. But he just kept on jumping in really early and dying, which really didn't help your team on middle.
Well, to be honest, that was our tactic to win against Dictatus. So we tried to copy our tactics and try to force IDK to play our game and not play their game. So we tried to play it aggressive from the start on, and yeah, obviously it failed.
Well, usually from what I've seen from TLR, it's... It's usually the soldiers that go in, then followed in by scouts, and maybe sometimes the demo before the scouts, you know, something like that, which is why I was surprised Ty went in first. But I don't know, I could be mistaken. I thought usually the soldiers would try and put the amount of damage they put in and hopefully get, say, one or two kills, which is what you and Gear usually, for example, and then Ty comes in and, you know, flies in and tries to put a load of stickies and grenades on them and kills quite a few along with the scouts. It just wasn't happening today for some reason. I just thought Ty was going a little bit too early in. Basically, when he jumped on them, you guys were just coming past the arch, like the bridge thing where the sniper snipes, you know, where the door frame is underneath near the stairs, which is obviously quite far for you to...
Yeah, I guess you're right. We're definitely going to watch the STV and analyze the match again.
It was a very close game, and overall, it's the battle of the switching of Ubers and crits that won it, in my opinion. You know, it'd be interesting to see how, you know, if F2 called it or decided. I don't know. I'd like to see hear why F2 did, you know, switch at certain times, certain situations, because it paid off dividends. I don't think F2's in here, but Shintaz is, and Extrema.
Yeah.
He's still eating.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll speak to Extrema then.
Idea.
Hello, Extrema. Now, from what I know, Extrema, IDK were pretty nervous on freight because there were certain strats that you didn't, you know, that you weren't confident on or what to do on certain areas of the map. So how do you think it went for IDK in general overall? Like, do you think you played well? Do you think you played okay? Or do you think you played just enough? You know, because TLR weren't having a good day, or what? You know, how do you think you played?
Well, considering it's freight and it's our worst map, I think we played pretty fucking awesome.
Right then.
Well spoken. Well spoken.
I think something that X-Fain and Y did really well, along with obviously the whole team did really well, but when you were pushing CP3, was when you synced in X-Fain along with Y. As you saw it, you know, it made quite a difference.
Yeah.
A huge difference. Like I was saying. On the cast, you know, before the match or during the match, just while it started, I said that it's very hard for a demo man to own on his own on the middle. He needs the rest of his team to go in first, usually, or at least two of his team members to go in first, which is what we've seen from the past from TLR, to be honest. Sometimes it's the scouts that go first, sometimes it's the soldiers, sometimes it's the soldier and a demo, but at least two needs to go in, and then someone follows through. Yeah, I saw that working very, very, very well. As for CP2 and 4, it was pretty much even in terms of stats, like how many people died and how many people, you know, didn't die. Like, you know, you heard me say that you actually switched from CP2 to CP4 5 times. It was literally back and forth, back and forth. So I think TLR had their defense sort of sorted along with IDK. A few mistakes crept through, but nothing major. And it was interesting to see how IDK... pushed. I mean, that's a good point, actually, Marco and Havoc. Were you surprised with the types of pushes that IDK did on last CP1?
No.
You weren't surprised at all, because they came from all agencies.
Yeah, but we were surprised. That's the way IDK plays.
Right. That's good. No, that's good. Yeah, I just thought, you know, because it's a random factor, which entrance they're going to come from and what with, you see. Now, if you notice, they came with Uber from the shortest route, which is the ramp, which is the easiest way. But with crits, they came from the top
right.
Yeah. You know why, though, obviously, because there's a metal guard there stopping spam coming through, so they can just chuck stickies over, which is what happened sometimes. But you managed to defend. TLR managed to defend really well, actually, to be fair, on last sometimes, even though IDK had the uber advantage. So they're still obviously still experimenting.
Some of our first few pushes onto their last were extreme mess, and you probably saw that.
Yeah.
And then we pulled it out, and then it started to become a lot more organized.
It was, obviously, why? Because, you know, when we discussed before, your PCW, you're just trying to get used to, you know, getting used to the strats, as it were, of knowing what to do. Obviously, it takes a few goes, and then after that, so you're pretty getting comfortable, to be honest, and getting into your strides. I think, like I said, the key thing was, me and Pledge voted man of the map for Freight was F2. Because I think he played really well with switching from Uber to crits and knowing when to use it and where. You'll see why if you watch the Source TV, which really helped you guys win. I think he won because the fact that it was a key factor for two rounds. So he sort of technically won you sort of two rounds, if you know what I mean. The first one was the closest one between the two of you. It was sort of like, you know, pretty much even. And for Gravel Pit, I don't know if you've been practicing. Gravel Pit to TLR or Marco or
we
not really
against Illegal
as
a warm up, but in general, nah, we didn't really practice.
Yeah, because it didn't seem as organized as Freight by far. If you know what I mean, like Freight, you were much more organized. You lost, but it was much closer than it. Like I said, it shows on the floor.
Yeah, well, the problem on Gravel Pit was we're pretty organized, to be honest. The problem was IDK was playing really strange. I didn't expect what they were doing. So they came from really every entrance. It's like, what you talking about, Freight? I was surprised what they did on Freight, but I was surprised what they did on Gravel Pit. So we've been kind of shocked coming from every side. Shinders was coming in, was giving huge damage. And YX Fane jumping in, Kamikazes again. So it was lots of trouble. We had to use the Uber. And that was the reason we lost B. So,
right. There was one crucial time, I must admit.
Body shot.
Where TLR almost had the Uber.
98%.
Yeah, and all you need to do was just drop back a little bit more because all of your players were alive and they already used their Uber. But for some reason, your
so
medic
easy,
died.
Man.
I don't know. Obviously, I know it's easier said than done. I don't know if it's because Ronnie was having, you know, it was nervous or, you know, I don't know, like you were saying before, but, you know, that's surprising because I thought Ronnie would have just gone into that little slot, you know, the little house just to stay safe until he's got it and then go out and Uber. Because obviously they already used their Uber, and if you had the Uber and used it, IDK were going to die then, for sure. So, it's just one of those, what can I say? Overall, I thought Freight was much closer than the scoreline said, but Gravel Pit was pretty conclusive in terms of how it was played. Although your defense on C for the first round was very good, solid on from TLR. You held it for 6 minutes almost, which is quite solid. But I haven't got any questions. Players, do you have any more questions you'd like to ask IDK or TLR?
I think your essay pretty much said it all.
Sweet. Sweet then. Thank you for coming on, Marco, Havoc, Shintaz, Extrema, and Y.
Hi, Santa.
And X-Fane, of course.
Oh.
I knew he was going to say it. I just knew it. Yes, thank you, X-Fane, of course, for coming on. Of course, special thanks goes to Pledge for coming on. I think he did a very good job today, and I shall be speaking to him shortly.
Thanks.
Thank you, Pledge.
I enjoyed it. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, it was great fun. Thank you to both teams for playing today and letting us cast. And obviously to Fakir Brigade, Ari, and X-Fane for their services and resources as always.
And to Shintaz for an awesome body shot with a lot of laughs.
Yes.
Yes, it's being recognised, buddy. Don't worry.
And then the close demo headshot. Hello, you know that was pretty good.
It's about the only thing everybody remembers me. Hey.
Thank you very much for coming on, and thank you to IDK, and well done to, and congratulations IDK, and commiserations to TLR. Hopefully we'll see them flourishing in Season 8. Obviously this is the off-season, so we can't really take anything from this for both teams, or any other team in this league, to be honest, because obviously IDK are missing a player, TLR are missing another crucial player as well, so, you know, scoreline may have been different, you never know. So, but it was a good fight. And thank you for joining ETF2World.radio, myself, Byte, and the Pledge. And we'll try and do the next. We'll try and give you more notification of the next cast on ETF2L and vanilla tf2.org. So yes, from me, good evening and good night.
Santa, do you want to play Alien Swarm?
Oh, that game's shit, mate.
Fuck off.
Andrew.
Oh, there he is. Oh, Andrew.
How did my pickaxe feel?
Ah, it frustrated into my soul, mate.
I hoped so it was you, man. Walked up there, I was like, oh my god, please let that be why, please.
As soon as I got a hit from it, I just knew. I knew instantly. I didn't have to look at it. I knew it was fucking you.
Thigh finally decided to turn up.
Bit late. Well, anyways, mate, really good game.
Yeah, impressive. Yeah. Cheers, Marco, for coming on. And good game, mate.
Sign up, we need two more.
Shin, I'm in.
Alright, okay. Cool. FB Mumble, let's go.
Yeah.
Back in.
Back on brigade!
Cheers for the cast bite.
Nah, no,
MVP. We'll play it again, MVP by can play Alien Swarm.
No problem.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, sick, we got four, let's go.
Okay, I'm going to move you up to the top, Pledge.
What mumble, mate?
Hello. Oh, I just moved Sonia instead. Sorry, Sonia. Whoops.
Okay. Did we forgot to do shoutouts or was it?
Yeah, we did.
It was like whatever.
It's fine. We don't have to do it all the time. We didn't get that many anyway.
Yeah, it was. For the next part, maybe if you should let the teams like before know that there's a you have to take a 5 to 10 minute break halfway through so we can do shoutouts.
I doubt the Finns would agree if we cast on the Finns.
But let's not cast Finns then. Whatever.
We have to, because they've got the goods. Oh, let me just... Well, they can hear us.